There's a proposal to make Michigan have a part-time legislature. It would limit the state's legislative session to 90 days a year. Now, Jack, we've heard this before, haven't we?
We've heard it before, and we've heard it again. It's very unlikely to happen.
If this were to pass, do you think it would make better use of lawmakers' time or slow things down?
Well, what it would mean is that lawmakers are now paid fairly well, $71,000 a year. And the idea was to have a full-time legislature, and some of them just do this. A lot of them have other jobs, and some of them are at their jobs when they should be at the legislature. But if you had a part-time legislature, you would reduce their pay, and so they would all have to have other jobs. The governor thinks this is a bad idea. There's a lot that needs going on and that needs the legislature's attention. So it's unlikely to happen, and in my opinion, it's not a very good idea.
Okay, let's talk about State Supreme Court Justice Diane Hathaway. She officially resigned this week. She's a Democrat who was accused of fraud and money laundering in a real estate deal. Governor Snyder says he is seeking a wide sample of opinion about whom to appoint to replace her. Any chance the Republican governor will appoint a Democrat?
No. There was never any chance of that. People are disappointed, sort of good government people and a lot of editorial writers around the state are disappointed that the governor evidently is not going to use the recommendations of the Michigan Judicial Reform Task Force last year, a bipartisan task force. There are actually more Republicans on it than Democrats. That suggested he appoint, in cases like this, a panel of people, some lawyers and some non-lawyers, to sort of have public hearings and eventually recommend to him 3 to 5 names of qualified judges. Now, he says there's not time to do that. Has raised some eyebrows, and he says he's consulting with people, but the expectations are that he'll name a reliably Republican judge. The person who's most often mentioned is Colleen O'Brien. She was a nominee last November, but she finished dead last among major party candidates, so in a way he would be nominating someone who is rejected by the people if he did that, but we'll just have to wait and see.
When will a new justice be sworn in?
He says he wants to do this relatively quickly. They can be sworn in as soon as he names them. He couldn't really do that until Justice Hathaway retired. Meanwhile, of course, she's facing major problems. She has to appear next week in federal court. There's some thought that she might plead guilty. There's some thought that she may even have to do some prison time if she pleads guilty. So she's in a heap of trouble, shall we say, which is why she resigned from the court. But she has no political future. And now, of course, the court had a 4-3 Republican majority. It now almost certainly will have a 5-2 Republican majority.
And let's end today's discussion in West Michigan. A 26-year-old will replace Benton Harbor's emergency manager in a matter of days. Tell us a little bit about Tony Saunders.
He replaces Joe Harris, who'd been there for, I think, almost a couple of years now. Emergency managers are like boot camp sergeants or managers of bad baseball teams. Eventually, they sort of wear out their welcome. They have to make hard decisions. They tick people off. And that certainly was the case in Benton Harbor. In fact, Harris had predicted he was going to be replaced, and they voted to replace him. Whether that says he did a bad job or not is not necessarily clear. But Saunders had, despite his youth, he has already worked for Detroit City Council. He's already worked in an emergency manager capacity in Highland Park, which is this very troubled little enclave city in Detroit. So he has a fair amount of experience. He has a bachelor's degree in economics from the U of M, and we'll see how he copes with Benton Harbor. And the goal, of course, is to get the city right-sized and situated so they can go back to governing itself. But if he's seen as successful there, he's certainly a person to keep your eye out in the future.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.